business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and affiliates.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is the kind of music you play when you have something real big to announce.
Yeah, wait for the good part to kick in.
Yeah, like
the drums.
Yeah, like pain that's about to go away that's been bugging you for years. Appropriate music for what I have to talk about. Jose Hernandez will join us here in a couple of minutes. We haven't forgotten about him, but I am thrilled to death to introduce the Associated Physicians group to this show. Now, you need to understand that I've been talking to these people for over a month, and I was over there a couple of weeks ago. And it's going to take me a while to explain to you everything they do. But in a nutshell, this is a first-class, not single place. There are three locations in Illinois where a lot of people go and find the solution to problems they have that are causing them pain. It's not a place to go get a symptom treated. Like if you get a cortisone shot or you get a painkiller, that'll shut down the symptom, but it won't solve the problem. Now, these people are interested in solving problems. Now, one of the things I've always noticed is when athletes, whether it's a football player, baseball player, they seem to get hurt, and it can be fairly serious injuries, and it seems like the next time you turn around, they're back out there doing superhuman things that most of us not only could probably not do again, but not as well as they do. And you say, how can that happen? Well, here's how it can happen. They have access to the best therapy in the world, when therapy can be the answer and there's no surgery needed. And when they have to have surgery, they have the best people at that too. Would you now have that same access? Cardinals shortstop, Rafael Furcal, was out of commission for a while, and he underwent what was called PRP therapy. It's platelet-rich plasma. I'm practically a doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. That same procedure is one that they provide at Associated Physicians Group. Now, as much as I want to talk to you about lower back disc problems and sciatica and neck pain and elbow and carpal tunnel and all this other stuff, I don't have a lot of time, and there are two seminars coming up. One of them is tomorrow, and the other is Thursday. So for right now, here's who I want to talk to. I want to talk to every one of you who is pretty sure that you're facing knee replacement surgery. I know more people who've had their knees replaced. We got a guy who has been on four. You guys know Brian. He's been on four trips with us. These
right.
Caribbean trips. Brian's 41 years old. He's had both knees replaced.
Yeah.
Ooh. I talked to a guy last week who went and did his therapy at Associated Physicians Group. He could not stop talking about this place and the wonderful results. Now, he had been told, I believe, 8 years ago, well, you're going to have knee replacement surgery. Now, it turns out that wasn't the case. Now here's what's going to happen, and we're going to get into a lot with these people, who by the way, are sort of all headed by a guy named Dr. William Tom. He is the medical director of Associated Physicians Group. This guy was Mayo Clinic trained, Wash U trained. He's board certified in pain management. He's an expert at this stuff. And the one I went to in O'Fallon, Illinois, and there are three, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. At that one location, I watched people in therapy. They have, and I said, how many physical therapists, trained physical therapists do you have here? And they'd say three or four. I think he said 24. That's at one location.
Wow.
No, no. It's a most impressive outfit. And they're not interested. They're not interested in giving you a Band-Aid, a cover-up, and you go away and, okay, I feel better. They want it dealt with. So here's what's going to happen for you knee replacement people, or think the only option is knee replacement. There are a couple of seminars coming up. One of them is tomorrow. It's tomorrow at noon at the Ramada Inn in Fairview Heights. The other one is Thursday at noon at the Holiday Inn Express in Troy, Illinois. This is an Illinois operation for now. Stay tuned. There may be more on that later. APG, Associated Physicians Group, I like to think of it as all pain gone. Now, I'm going to give you a reservations number for this seminar on this therapy for, you know, people with knee problems. And this seminar is a must for anybody with what's called osteoarthritis knee pain, especially people who want relief without surgery. They have, now check this out, their program has successfully treated over 5,000 people. And you define success two ways: significant, if not reduced, pain and no surgery. Okay? Either significantly reduced pain, elimination of pain, or no surgery. That's success, and that's what you're looking for. So here's the number, 866-915-9022. And I know you're probably in the car. You can't remember it. I'm going to give you a website, too, 866-915-9022. Or you go to apgpain.com. Or, if you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. It's on there now. Everything's alphabetical. Click on sponsors. There's your link. And when you get to the APG, Associated Physicians Group, website, there's a block says seminar. Click on seminars, and you'll get all the info on this one coming up tomorrow and Thursday. Folks, if you have this knee issue, get into one of these seminars. You have nothing to lose. You're not committing anything. You're just going to get a chance to see what it is they do and do so well to help so many people. And there are all kinds of other issues they deal with. This may be as impressive a bunch of people as I've ever met. They're very smart. They're very dedicated. And they have some well-trained people. This is no schlock operation. Associated Physicians Group, APG in O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville. And again, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. It'll link you right to their site. We welcome a first-class bunch of people that are doing some really great work. Associated Physicians Group. Let's bring Jose Hernandez. What do you say?
Oh.
Talk a little tech talk. I found a story on an app. There's a wedding app. I'm not sure I understand exactly how it works, but I guess you can do everything from register. People can go online. Or are there now streaming weddings online? I don't like weddings. I'm not a fan of going to weddings. I know a lot of people, women love it. Oh, my goodness, they can't go to enough weddings. But you can now have people watch your wedding, and there are a couple of sites specifically dedicated to, you know, all things about weddings. So that's about the only tech thing that I have. This guy's going to have more. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Stop in, say hello, tell me your name of the PM. Check out everything, all things Oric. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose. Hey, Jose.
And what I didn't do is give them the numbers, Jose, so they can call you right now and jump on with their tech questions about your TV, your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, whatever. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Jump on board right now, and Jose, after he finishes his little spiel, he's going to take your calls. Jose, how you doing?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
Let me check. Hang on a minute. I'm fine.
Outstanding.
No, that's good.
Yeah. What do you have for? Do you guys have anything? No?
No. Okay. Nothing.
All right, Jose, it's all yours.
This day in history, Bawana Devil is considered to be the first 3D film ever was released in 1952.
Now, what do you mean 3D film?
3D.
Oh, 3D.
Not 3D, 3D.
And what year was it?
1952.
When was House of Wax?
I have no idea, but that's back when the 3D was a black and white film and you had blue and red glasses.
Oh, sure.
Well, yeah. I never even knew there was black and white 3D.
Yep, that's how they did it, is the original was black and white, and then they offset the shading with a blue tint or a red tint.
Yeah, now you're talking.
From the area of people with too much time on their hands, Burger King's Twitter account got hacked today.
Yes.
Said they've been purchased by McDonald's.
Not true.
Not true. No, not true. Staples is rumored to start offering Apple products. It's not known yet whether they're going to get the full product line, including computers or just the portable devices. But those should be available at Staples. Look for it before Christmas. Adobe has released the original source code for Photoshop version 1. It was 25 years ago that Adobe released the full version of Photoshop. Eventually became the go-to graphics editing tool for amateurs and professionals alike. If you'd like a copy of it for free, you can head over to the Computer History Museum website and download it. Skype has launched video messaging. You can now send up to a 3-minute video to someone else's Skype account, even if they're not online.
Mm.
That should take good care of all the pornographic people that are trying to send stuff. And last but not least, do you know Ernest Evans' actual stage name?
Man, you know what? I should know this.
It's me. It's me. It's Ernest.
No. Ernest Evans. Pete. Man, I've known this. No, I'm sorry.
He's suing HP. They released an app for measuring your manhood, and the app's name is called Chubby Checker.
Okay.
Mm.
He's apparently a little upset that someone's trying to revitalize his career by using that name.
And what is the app called?
Chubby Checker.
Well, I don't blame
him. Yeah.
That's not even just close. That's the name. I think he'll win there.
I'm sure he will.
You know, that guy still performs.
Yes.
Now, what about Fats Domino? Is he still around?
I think he is no longer alive.
And by the way, how much more blatant can you be if you're copying a guy? Here's Chubby Checker, and then Fats Domino. How about Big Fat Chess for the third guy?
Oh, Fats Domino
Chunky
is still alive.
Chess.
He's 84. He's still alive.
There you go. You know what that means? Checker did the twist. Did Fats Domino, he do the twist too? What did he do?
Blueberry
Hill. Just a singer? No, he didn't do the twist.
3-0.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there you go. That kind of music keeps you going a long time, apparently.
And last but not least, you found a wedding app. I was watching television, and there's a car company now that will let you sponsor portions of a car, kind of like a wedding registry. And I'm not sure which one it is. I'm going to have to research it. But basically, if you have a graduate, somebody's going to graduate college, and grandma wants to buy them, you know, the front tire or the powertrain.
Oh, people can chip in.
Yeah, multiple people.
That's pretty cool.
Crowdsource your new car.
Hey, you know what? Wow. This is a great idea. But now, do they have to put ad stickers on it?
I don't know. I think what it is they'll you go ahead online. Again, I don't know what company it is yet. I'll find out. But you'll go online and kind of option out the car you want. And then you send that link to all the people who are going to give you portions of it, and they can, you know.
So
in for the motor, which is $2,000, or I'll buy the headlight for $50.
So they itemize all the parts of the car.
Yes.
And you can pick which one you want to pay. That's a great idea. That's better than a registry. I'll take crystal and silverware. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Now, can somebody just donate a lump sum, not designate it to any part of the car?
I believe so. Again, I'm going to go ahead and do mine up, and then I'll send you and Ian and Dan the link to it.
Looking for our contribution?
Yeah, get my Christmas present set up to you.
Yeah.
Well, don't look too hard. By the way, the sites are marrymelive.com is one. There's one. Livestreamingweddings.com or idostream.com. where professional videographers can stream to a live channel. So you can have professional videographers streaming your wedding to people. And then there's other stuff. Other people can post, there's another one here. It says for $28, your guests can download this app for free. And then your engagement, the journey from your engagement to honeymoon and beyond becomes even more social. They get to share in the whole journey. I don't want to share in anybody's journey from when they got engaged to their honeymoon. And it's applycouple.com to set up an account. Okay, whatever.
A couple of people called and said it was Dodge Dart.
The Dodge is doing it? Nice.
Yeah.
That Dart's a pretty neat little car.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Landoff Chevy, but it's okay. Let's go to the phones. Bob's up first. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Real quick, I got an old laptop, about 8 years old, and an XP operating system, and when I try and open it up now, it never opens up. That little bar on the bottom, it just keeps running and running, but the system never opens up, and finally the screen goes dark.
Okay.
What do I do?
Next time you power it up, as soon as it looks like it's waking up, start pressing F8.
Let me write this down. F8.
And that will attempt to boot it into safe mode, which safe mode doesn't load all the extra additional things. It'll just load the operating system that needs to load and see if it'll come up that way. If not, likely it's time for a new one.
That's the phrase you're going to say. Okay, so as soon as it starts to open up, or the XP thing shows on the screen.
No. As soon as it powers up.
Okay, gotcha. Then press F8 and hope for the best.
Press F8 like 12, 15 times till it beeps at you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Bob, did an error message pop up that said, why WTMP?
No.
Okay, because if it does, that's you watch too much porn. That's what that means. Porn overload.
Yeah.
Good luck, Bob. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right. Shannon's up. Shannon, say hi to Jose.
Oh, it's Janet.
Yeah. Well, no, it's
you're
Shannon because Dan says it's Shannon.
Yeah.
You're Shannon okay. Today. Hi, Jose. It's Shannon. How are you?
I'm good, Shannon. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I have a question to ask. I have been getting these Java Auto Updater notifications every day, and for quite a while, I just press OK because it looks like it should be coming in.
Yes.
And then I read something somewhere that someone said that you shouldn't be checking that. So my question is it's only on my laptop that it comes in. My other computers don't get it. Should I just every day, yes, allow it to update or not?
If it keeps sending it, it's not loading for some reason.
Oh, okay.
And what you may want to do on your laptop is go out to the java.com website.
Yes.
And download the latest version of Java. They had some trouble with it last month where there was a huge exploit that was available. They've since patched it, and they send patches out for it.
Oh, all right, okay.
So maybe what is happening is the patch just isn't making it into your system properly, so you can go and manually do that.
Okay, so because it shouldn't be updating every single day, correct?
No, you get an update once a week, like from Windows, or every once in a while.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Good luck.
Shannon, how old are you?
Hallelujah. I am 50.
You sound like you're 23 years old. It's my favorite age. 50. Shannon, thank you for listening.
Thanks. Take care.
From Shannon to Meredith. Meredith, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Meredith?
I have a Dell laptop, and one night when I was working on it, my toddler daughter pushed a button, and now it turned the screen upside down. And every time now we turn the laptop on, it's upside down.
You have to turn it over to work on it?
I know you can push F1 to change it to extend,
yes.
But how do I keep it from going back upside down?
I believe the key sequence is Control-Shift-Down-Arrow.
Control-Shift-Down-Arrow, okay.
Or Control-Down-Arrow. One of those two should make it rotate back.
You know that I remember years ago, Shannon, a listener called and said, if you want to really screw with somebody at your house, and they told us how to do this, how to flip the thing upside down. And until now, I'd completely forgotten about that. So Control-Shift, what is it again?
It's Shift-Control or Control and Down-Arrow, I think, is what moves it.
And then, of course, if you want to mess with people, the same thing flips it upside down, right?
Well, you can turn it 90 degrees clockwise or 90 degrees counterclockwise or completely upside down. The arrow keys are what cause it to turn that direction.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Thank you very much.
Meredith, thank you.
Good luck.
Rick, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Rick?
Yes. Hey, I got a HP laptop, and tried to turn it on actually last night, and now it has no power. Is that something easy, or is that something just to take into someplace?
It depends. Have you taken the battery out and just had it plugged into the power supply from the wall and tried it?
I haven't tried that without the battery out. I have tried that with the battery in. I took the battery out and then plugged it right back in, and still nothing.
Okay. First thing I do is take the battery out and see if it powers up from the wall.
Okay.
The second thing is the wall, the inverter from the wall, the power supply might be bad.
Okay.
And so if it's one of those two things, it's a fairly easy fix. You can take it in somewhere and have a power supply that's the right voltage and see if that'll cause it to boot up. If it's the power
whenever it's plugged in, there's a little bit of, light.
Right.
Whenever it's plugged in. So it is showing a light on the laptop.
Okay, then the worst-case scenario would be the actual power supply in the laptop has failed,
Okay.
And that's probably going to be time for a new one.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6 years old, so.
Right.
I mean, it'd be better off just to get a whole new laptop, wouldn't it?
I would agree. Anything you're going to buy now is 4 to 6 times more powerful than what you have in your hands currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Rick, thank you. We're out of time, but real quickly, what is that box between the plug in the wall and the computer?
An AC to DC inverter. It takes the AC current and makes it 12-volt DC to put into the laptop.
Why do some need that and some don't? How come you just can't plug it in the wall?
It has to do with UL listings, actually, and the fact that some laptop manufacturers will buy that device pre-manufactured so that they don't have to test it or get the UL listing on it.
Hmm.
If that device is actually included in the laptop, then the whole laptop has to be UL listed.
You can't throw this guy.
Nope.
You can't throw him anything he can't answer. No curve. Too wide or too narrow, too broad, too high, too low. His name is Jose Hernandez. If you want to get in touch with him, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They're great stores, nice people. They love AM and the PM people, and they got some terrific products in there. Check them out. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go to John Londoff, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. John, how are you?
I'm better now that I hear your voice, Frank.
Well, that's a nice
thing. How about
that?
Say.
Nice thing
to
say.
Is that the way to start the little segment here to tell you just, I mean, today's Monday. I haven't talked to you since Thursday.
Oh, man.
Don't think I haven't been counting the hours.
Separation anxiety is killing me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How you doing?
I'm
one of the top sales reps here, Chip Unterberg. Chip Unterberg, Jenny Londoff Chevrolet, was a law enforcement official at Town and Country for 23 years, and now he's just first year anniversary. He's been here a year selling cars at Jenny Londoff, so he's got to go sell some more cars. But say hello, Chip.
Hi, Frank.
Chip, haven't we spoken before? Your name sounds familiar.
Chip
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and I also go by Hilly.
Hilly?
I don't know about that, but
really? Chip
that's
was my
real
sales
name,
rep.
Hillie.
We don't know about it either, Frank.
That's
what kind of name is that? The name of a little boy, Hilly. What is that? Is that a nickname?
How many generations, though, buddy?
Three.
So you're the third.
I'm the third.
And it's Hilly. What's your middle name?
Trask.
Hilly Trask Unterberg.
Wow.
Wow. No wonder you go by Chip.
And Chip, what do you do there again? You're a salesman?
Yeah, I'm a salesman.
What's the last vehicle you sold?
I just sold a Malibu, actually two Malibus this morning.
Listen to this. This morning. Just this morning.
He only sold like 25 last month. He's unbelievable.
Oh.
Well, but if you sold two today, and let's see, how many days a month would you work, Chip? What are you off, one day a week or and Sunday?
Every day but Sunday.
Every day but Sunday. All right, so that's 5-6 days a week times, let's just say round numbers, let's say that's 28 days. So if you sell two a day, hang on a minute, two a day.
28 days.
And you sold 25 last month. You're looking
14,000 cars.
14,000 cars.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
my man.
In a good month.
Next time I sell you a car, I will make sure that I don't have a calculator.
Oh, you know what, okay? Dan? You messed up. You got the decimal. It's 140 cars.
Oh.
Yeah,
140 cars. Well, good luck, Chip. Get back on the sales lot.
I'm going out now. Even though it's raining, I'm going out in the parking lot.
I made up a thing one time. Neither rain nor sleet, hail nor dark of night will stop a Londoff salesperson from his mission to fight other dealers.
Don't let your hair get messed up, Chip.
I mean, I'm tearing up.
I heard that, Dan.
Keep going, Chip. Man, am I glad he's gone now. Whew. I'm glad you guys called. I couldn't get him out of my office.
So for a sale, we've asked this before. For a salesperson, 30, 40 cars a month. That's a good month.
It's a great month.
Yeah.
It's a super. It's a great month. And Mark Thornton's in here. We're just going over a few things in the pre-owned department.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Mark, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
You're not going to bring the whole staff in, are you, one by one?
That would take all day.
There's that sure
over
would.
100 teammates here at Londoff Chevrolet.
So, sure would.
Mark, before I kick you out of my office, what would be a used car special? What would be one of our top used car specials that we'd...
We've got a 2009
Ford Expedition, four-wheel drive.
Ooh.
For
$18,900. Ooh. Expedition, that's that big suburban size thing.
That is exactly right.
It's got 80,000 miles, 81,000 miles, I think.
Wow.
That is the car that I'd like to go home before the end of the night.
And
well, for that kind of money.
$18,900, that's awfully, that's pretty inexpensive, Mark.
Well, we're here to move cars. We're not a car museum.
Oh, listen to that. We're not a car museum.
Man.
That's a good one.
I got to get back out in the rain, too. See
yeah, get
later.
Out there.
Yeah.
Get your hair wet.
See ya. So that's it. Last weekend, Friday, Saturday, 31 pre-owned sales. We sold 31 pre-owned vehicles on that weekend, Friday, Saturday. So never than ever, I mean, we need trades. If you're out there listening, you're thinking, you know, the car I'm driving right now, or the car in the garage or the driveway, or maybe I'm at work and I'm listening in and it's out in the parking lot. It's 2 or 3 years old. We don't want to do anything maybe until summer. Maybe not for a year. You might want to reconsider. Okay, you really might, because right now the trade-in values are sky high. They're just, we can't put enough money in vehicle trades to put them on our lot and literally turn right around and sell them within a few days. And see, we have a huge selection.
See, Peon's one of these guys. He just doesn't care about cars, which is rare for a guy. But he does. He just absolutely don't. Am I right, Peon? You just don't care. You don't care a thing about cars. You just, if it gets you to work, that's okay. But
yes.
I think most people, because you spend a considerable amount of time in a car. Folks, if you're tired of the car you're in, you deserve to be in something that you actually feel good about when you get in. You deserve it. It's like a mattress. And you spend a third of your life on a mattress. Get a decent mattress. You spend an hour, 2 hours a day in the car. Get a car you like. Even if it's pre-owned. Shake it up. Something different.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake your life
shake
up.
Shake it up.
I used to have the 3 to 5 year rule in my life. Every 3 to 5 years, and no longer than 5 years, I did 3 major shakeups in my life. Either quit a job, trade a car, get out of a house into another house, quit my job, you know, something big. 3 big things every 3 to 5 years. That was my rule. I kind of gotten away from that now. You don't do it as much as
I was going to ask, what was the last big thing you've done?
I think the last big thing I did, that's a great question. What is the last big thing? I don't know. That's how dull my life has become. I can't.
Your life is not dull.
It is pretty dull.
No, it's not.
Well, you don't live with me. If you did, you'd be bored to death.
That's good.
You'd be bored out of your mind.
Oh, man.
We'd really have people talking then.
You're up running at 6:30 in the morning, and I'm just hitting phase 2 of a deep sleep.
Yeah. You said we spend a third of our life in bed.
A third of your life, 8 hours sleep is a third of your life. That's the average amount of sleep.
I can't remember the last time I had 8 hours of sleep.
Well, you're one of those rare people that I wish I could do that who doesn't need it. I need 8-9 hours of sleep. Most people do.
Yeah, I do too.
I'd have to stick toothpicks in my eyeballs. Are you kidding? 8-9 hours? I mean, 9 hours?
Oh, man, I love 9 hours of sleep. I can't get enough sleep.
Well, now, what about your wife? I mean, does she get up and just leave you there?
They're in separate bedrooms. He doesn't know when she gets
there. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're completely separate. We're actually looking at separate houses. So I don't know her bedroom habits.
Like or not. Well, you came to my house one time, and she asked a couple of years ago, she goes, when did your mom and dad, Johnny, when did they get separate bedrooms? And I thought you were going to die.
Well, she's fishing. It's fishing expedition. She wants to see what the norm is so she can get on it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. I do know this. If my bedroom is too hot, I can't sleep in the heat. If it gets too hot in there, I have 2 options. I could turn on the air conditioning, or I could call my wife into bed and let her chill it down in about 15, about 15 seconds. Put a little frost in the sheets.
A little frost in the sheets.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we've got a lot of trucks, Silverado pickup trucks. Number one selling truck in the St. Louis metro area. Over 200 Silverados in stock. And we're taking
a lot of trucks.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Sit down.
I think I heard that.
Yeah.
What was that noise?
That's us sitting down.
Yeah.
The cushion. $10,000 off. Silverado extended cabs, Silverado crew cabs. $10,000. I know. Call me crazy.
All right, crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
We need a phone number.
Hey, the phone number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And 24-7, 365 at Londoff.com. L-O-N-D-O-F-F. It's not L-A, it's L-O. Though some people call me Landoff. Oh, yeah, it's L-O-N-D-O-F-F. Londoff.
So those are FM DJs right. that do that. No, AM people, listeners, wouldn't do that. They're not going to mess that name.
We just had a ton of listeners that came in to buy the AM and the PM, and they're just great people. You got
yes,
some of the
are.
Best people. Hold on, who's Scott? Scott Hauserman. Just talked to him 30, 40 minutes ago.
Way to go, Scott.
Way to be, Scott. Scott listens all the time. My buddy Carl Lund, sending customers in and buying cars. So a lot of people that listen come in and see us, and you know what? They have a lot of fun. They want to ask for me personally. Please do. I love talking to people. I don't know if you can tell that, Frank. I like to talk.
Yeah, we can tell it.
Yeah.
We've been telling it for the last 9 minutes.
It's a good thing for somebody selling cars, though.
That's right.
Are you trying to say that I talk too much?
No, I just say we're running a little long today, but that's okay. That's okay.
Well, then I guess I'll let you go. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, and got plenty of umbrellas here for your customers to come inside, and we'll pull the cars into the service driving lane and let you check them out. But busy day today, and we're open late tonight, so come and see us.
They're on the way.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It was a good day with him today. He didn't get sensitive or anything.
Yeah.
He didn't say we're making fun of him. And yeah, you could tell he was up today. Must be a good day. It is a good day. To me, any good day you get a new car, even if your new car is a pre-owned car, it's still a great day. It should be fun. It is fun there. Take a break. We're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
We're going to get a look at traffic and see how the rain's affecting it right now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
We've got a couple of accidents. One is on eastbound 70 near Cypress. It's got two left lanes blocked, two right lanes getting through. Right now, it looks like St. Charles Rock Road is where your backup is. On westbound 70, you have stop-and-go traffic from about Highway 270 to 5th Street, and that's because there was an accident off to the shoulder now at 5th. Southbound 270, there was a stall blocking the center lane near Big Bend. That's been moved off to the right shoulder, but pretty solid now from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 looks good, Hampton to McCausland, but you start stacking up between 270 and Mason, and you're slow again near the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great grape taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shot clock at 10. Kick it outside to Pressy with 8.
Tomorrow, the Florida Gators head to Columbia to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers.
Pressy holds. Right wing Bowers an open 3. Bang! He buried it.
Coverage begins at 7:30 and the tip-off is at 8. It's the Tigers versus the Gators on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.75? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.75%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.75.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blue.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.588, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Glamour Magazine calls BB Cream one of the 10 beauty products every woman should own. But here's a little secret. All BB Creams are not created equal. If you're a woman between 30 and 60, Hydroxytone's BB Cream is one of the most powerful anti-aging BB Creams on the market. We don't just hide your wrinkles, we actually fight them. And to prove it, during the next 24 hours, we're letting as many people as possible try it. So call immediately to be one of them. 1-800-616-4026. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is the skin-perfecting, beauty-protecting, all-in-one wonder that looks like makeup but acts like skincare. From a leader in anti-aging, it doesn't just make you look 10 years younger, it also gives you a flawlessly gorgeous complexion. So looking younger has never been more beautiful. Now you can try it if you're one of the first callers right now. Hydroxytone Anti-Aging BB Cream is now available at Ulta stores, but for this special radio offer, call 1-800-616-4026. 1-800-616-4026.
What if I told you that you could start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've been disappointed by joint supplements in the past that fail to give you the relief you need. So we're going to prove it to you by sending you a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Instaflex is number one at GNC because it can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-700-6511. Fast-acting Instaflex is great for your knees, hands, even your hips, and it starts relieving your discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-700-6511. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Yes, hooray for Hollywood, hooray for Dawn Meadows-Dixon. She's here. We're on a short leash today, but we'll get it in. We'll get a movie. We'll tell you if it's any good or not. And it's all made possible by Westport Car Wash, 3 locations on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash presents Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Don't have a lot of time, but you had mentioned last week that one of your listeners said they were interested in West of Memphis, the documentary, which opens this Friday in St. Louis. So
there's her answer. There's the answer she was looking for this
Friday.
So
I had a chance to watch it and going to talk about that today. Really, very difficult film to watch. I know you started to tell the story of what this film is about, and it's the examination of the failure of justice in the case against the West Memphis Three. In West Memphis is actually in Arkansas, and it's a story that starts back in 1993. These three young boys, teenagers, were charged with murdering 8-year-old boys, 3 of them, and sexually molesting them. And they were found guilty, and it's the story about how a town became hysterical, believed it was a cult killing, that these kids were satanic, these young teenagers, and it just fed on itself. And there were some people who felt that maybe justice wasn't served, that maybe they were found guilty, and they shouldn't have been. And so they started to look into this, and it was a reporter, another woman who wrote to one of the three boys who was sentenced to death, actually. The other two were sentenced to life. And just recently, they were released after 18 years with two of them with 10 years to serve and one who was on death row.
And didn't some celebrities get involved in this too?
Yes, Johnny Depp got involved. Peter Jackson from the Hobbit movie, he heard about this, and his comment in the film, and I don't think this gives it away, he's one of the producers of the film, he said, "I don't like bullies." And I saw, after looking at the evidence and having it brought to me by some very important people, it seemed to me that an entire town decided these three young boys, because they were different, because they wore black, because they were lost, and they will admit to being very confused, were talked into and forced into admitting guilt in this case. And it is amazing the way the director tells the story. They allow the people to tell this story, and they start in the very beginning and how they were found guilty. And then, and I don't want to give away too much, because if you watch it, they do it with a timeline, and it's almost like a great mystery. It unfolds slowly. But there were people who went on the stand and lied, who basically got caught into this hysteria and lied. And now, of course, with DNA, we can go back, and they found hair samples, and they started looking at someone else a little closer to the case. And so these three young men now, after 18 years, were released. It's an amazing story. It's very well told. It's not told by a narrator like a Dateline. You were imitating that reporter.
Keith Morrison.
I still can't.
Keith Morrison. Now let me ask you this: when you real quickly, when you finished watching it, it obviously, is the point of the movie to make you, when it's all over, wonder, well, do they deserve to be out, or is it pretty conclusive they deserve to be out?
To me, it seems conclusive. But my husband actually spent 16 years in West Memphis. He lived there, and he said he still has friends there that talk about this, and they swear that these people have been released and they shouldn't have been. But they have found, I mean, I believe in watching the movie, and there have been other movies done. There was an HBO movie done, and they started looking at one of the other guys, basically looking at the stepfathers of the 3 8-year-olds. They were looking at these men, because often in these cases, it's somebody close to them. It's not just somebody random killing. There's usually an emotional attachment. So they started looking at these other people who in the beginning were not looked at. There are still people, I believe, in that town that believe the boys that were arrested were the ones that did it.
Uh-huh.
But I think if you see the film and you look at the evidence and you hear DNA, we have come so far in the way police work. The DNA is so obvious as they reveal it in the film. And it's very well told. It's well worth your time to go see this movie. And, you know, it's not one of the five that are nominated for a Best Oscar this year, but there were so many good ones out there. And the Academy actually had to pick 10 out of 72 that were entered. And then from that 10, they picked 5. And this isn't one of them, but I'll tell you, it's well worth your time. It's very, very good.
All right, ARDs.
I'm going to say 3.25. It is really, really good. There are some things that, you know, I would actually give it higher, but I feel 3.25 is fair, and it could actually be even higher than that. I was blown away.
Okay.
Very disturbing, though. Be ready to hear about a case that is extremely disturbing.
All right, here, 3.25. Here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, it's called West of Memphis, right?
West of Memphis.
All right, Dan.
All right,
we'll talk to you
Dan,
later.
Everybody. Bye.
Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. West of Memphis. It's an incredible story. Brought to you, of course, by Westport Car Wash and their three locations. All right, Bill Cleveland is on the way. American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser on this show, about to hit the 21-year mark. We could not be more grateful for that kind of loyalty. And you're going to have a soft spot in your heart for them, too, when they all of a sudden save you $600, $700, $800, $900 a month by taking all those credit cards and paying them off for you. And then rolling that debt into your house payment. That's in simplified terms, that's what they do. They make it part of your house payment. So you got interest, it's probably tax deductible. You got interest rates that are ridiculously low, and you don't have any, your credit card balances are back to zero. And chances are, if you're bright at all, you're not going to make the mistake of getting upside down on those credit cards again and digging that deep a hole again. You learned your lesson. And there was somebody that helped bail you out the smart way, and that was American Equity Mortgage. They've done it for a lot of people. And there are other ways you can use that equity in your house if you're a homeowner, too, to borrow money for other things. And they don't really care what it's for. You have the equity. You want to borrow the money, take a trip, take a cruise, hopefully one where the toilets work, pay for a wedding, a college tuition, a new car, whatever. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And, Dan, they were working with an accident near Cypress that had two lanes blocked. It looks like they still have a lane blocked now, the left lane. Traffic is backing up approaching St. Charles Rock Road. You are starting to slow down now right at McDonald on eastbound 270 through New Florissant. And don't forget those traffic signals are not working, and they're on at Dunn and New Florissant. This report's brought to you by Dimetapp. This cold and flu season, choose Dimetapp to help your kids feel better. Fast, effective relief of cold, cough, and flu symptoms, plus a great, great taste. Breathe easier with Dimetapp. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
You too, Bill.
And happy President's Day, the one day of the year we set aside to remember George Washington's love of discounted mattresses.
Yeah.
And in our history, we've had 44 presidents. Huh. One could not tell a lie, and the other 43 could not tell the truth.
Wow. That's the truth.
And today, President Obama is spending his third day in a row playing golf. Third day in a row. I don't want to say the golf and vacations are starting to get out of hand, but today even the Queen of England said, when does this guy work?
Yeah, for her to say it.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon.
What does she do all day?
Nothing. Yeah. Well, you probably heard about this. Wrestling is being dropped from the 2020 Olympics.
No.
No more wrestling. Yeah, it creates a little bit of a problem. It seems NBC has to scramble to fill an extra 3 minutes of airtime.
Oh, wow.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS. All right.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
President's Day. You know what I still have trouble with? You know the names of the president's faces on the bills? I mean, $1 bill, everybody knows is George Washington.
I think I know most of them.
All right, who's the 20?
The 20 is... Oh,
I don't
man.
Know.
See?
I never have a 20 in my
it's
wallet.
Hamilton.
It, really? Is it Hamilton?
Isn't Lincoln on the 5?
Lincoln's on the 5.
Ben Franklin, the 100. Yeah, we'll look at our money and get back to you. 5 o'clock, Big 5.